ABC News.
So it really started a few months ago when I received a parcel in the post. A friend of Western Australia sent me a beautiful box. When I opened it, it was all filled with yellow goodies, yellow coffee, tea, a nice yellow coffee mug, yellow chocolates, a yellow book with a beautiful note that says, thinking of you, sending you lots of sunshine. And I just really needed something like that at that stage in my life. I'm on a property myself, and we need encouragement all the time. And this box was just so fabulous. I thought, I have to do something like this. I need to pass this on to someone else. So for a few months, I've had this idea in my head. Didn't know what to do, where to start. And so a few weeks ago, I was feeling down myself. I just felt like everyone forgotten about us. Sometimes you get all these things when you're on the farm, you know, charities, they look after you, but then they just stop. And I felt forgotten, and I thought, that's it, this is the perfect time to get this going for myself and for ladies that feel exactly like I feel. So I rang up my friend Tracy. She lives in Orange. She's extremely clever. She's got Wi-Fi. She knows people. And I rang her one night saying, please, what do you think? Is this a silly idea? And she jumped on board straight away. She said, that's it. I'm doing this with you. We're doing this. Let's try and get 100 boxes. So we were relying on getting 100 boxes just to spread around my area, Cumnock area, and it just snowballed from there. It seems like we might be getting a bit more than 100.
So it seems. There's been a lot of talk about the drought, especially this week, given the federal government announced their drought stimulus package. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what sort of conditions and what it's been like for you, given you know, live on the land?
So to start with, this year we got about a third of the rain we normally have. We're in a 650-millimeter region. We got about 200 mils. It's been 2 years of struggle. We only bought our property about 4 years ago, so we had a really good year, and then it all started going backwards from there. We had to sell half our stock. We sold 90% of our cattle, 50% of our sheep. We're feeding every single day. That's what we do. You can't do anything else but feed every day. So mentally, it really gets to you. It feels like the animals stay hungry. You feed them, but they just want more. So it's really hard on everyone. The whole family, not just mom and dad, the kids, they all struggle. They don't get the nice Christmas and birthday presents anymore. We all had to gear down on everything. And you just get to a point that you think, oh, no one cares. They just forget. And then with these boxes, you realize that people do care. They don't forget. They want to help. They don't know how. And this is just a small thing they can do. I think everyone can just afford to pack a shoebox, put a lovely note in there to encourage someone. And I think that will make a world's difference to someone else like it did to me.
Is that similar to the other sentiment of people in the community around you?
Exactly. We all feel the same way. We all feel like that. We all need help. We all need people who care. And I hope this is going to show people that there are lots of people out there that really do care.
So you said that you were hoping for 100 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
How many do you think you'll actually get?
At this stage, I think we've got about 1,000 coming our way. We are aiming for 1,000 a week. So if we get 5,000 boxes, we'll get at least to 30 towns, which would be absolutely amazing. We're starting with the most drought-affected towns, the most intense ones, which is probably mostly north-northwest of Dubbo. And we don't just want to send 10 boxes to a town. We want to deliver as many as they need. So we phoned all these CWAs in these little towns and asked them, please, will you get on board with us? We need someone that compiles a list of ladies they think will benefit from these boxes. So the CWAs are working with the schools, with the churches. They sit together and they're going to draw up lists of names they think will really benefit from this. And they call us with the number of boxes they need, and we deliver those boxes. So really, the more boxes we get, the more towns we'll reach and the more ladies we'll reach. That's what we're aiming for.
Can you see this potentially going not just statewide, but countrywide, potentially in the future?
Oh, I'm hoping. Look, people are sending boxes from all over Australia, Tasmania. They are sending it from everywhere. And Queensland's struggling as well, but Queenslanders are sending boxes to us. So if this works out well and we get a lot of boxes, I think next year we'll continue this. I really do.
What sort of items might one include in a pamper pack?
So we've got a great suggestion list on our Facebook page, but the first thing and the most important thing is the card or the note that goes in this box. I really want to encourage people to write a little note, just short, just a little note of encouragement, just giving someone a bit of hope. You don't need to put your name or phone number on it, but you can, because we love to ring you and say thank you. But the note is the most important bit. Then pampering stuff, any kind of pampering, things that a lady will not buy because she doesn't have money. Coffee, tea, a candle, nice smelling things, sweets, biscuits, chocolates, maybe a scarf, a magazine, a book, a voucher or two. Anything that you would love to receive in a box. I think they'll appreciate anything, either way, whatever it is.
Because quite often the luxurious things or the things that many take for granted are the things that have to be cut first when, you know, you're in a financial situation such as some of these women.
Definitely, definitely. Even going to a hairdresser. We don't go every 2 months anymore. You go every 6 months if you have the money. You put yourself last. As mums, we do that. The men and the children comes first. We look after them and we just sit back and we just look after everyone. And that's why we thought this is the perfect time to do something for the mums and the ladies. A voucher from a hairdresser, a nail voucher, a coffee voucher. We don't post the towns that we're going to just in case we don't get to them. But people are more than welcome to email me or ring me and ask me a few ideas of towns that we will definitely be covering first. So I've been giving them a few towns. Just so they can ring up and book a few vouchers and things like that.
And how might people who might want to be involved, how might they get all the information?
We do have a Facebook page called Ladies of the Land NSW. We have a whole list of drop-off addresses there. Have a look if there's something near you. If there isn't, give me a call and we'll try and make a plan. We've got a postal address. If you scroll down the page, we've got the gift ideas. So there is a lot of information on the Facebook page, but you're welcome to ring me or Tracy anytime. We try and answer our phones all day long. We do that. So just keep trying. We'll get to you. Definitely. We'll want to help you. ABC News.